This is the Nation's Conspire channel. Welcome to today's show. The World Economic Forum just released a 34-page document. This entire document is about the coming AI governance and the digital ID. It is called Shared Commitments in a Blended Reality, Advancing Governance in the Future Internet. And of course, most conservatives, again, don't realize that Donald Trump, that Elon Musk, that the conservative party has been deceiving you while the Democratic Party has been playing like incompetent, insane psychopaths for you to accept AI governance, to take the human out of the government experiment and to have government run through artificial intelligence. This just came out in November 2024. It's the convergence and adoption of key emerging technologies like extended reality paired with AI, 6G, the Internet of Things, which is the Internet of Bodies, which you'll be connected to, which I'll get into, blockchain, robotics, digital twins, etc., is propelling the Internet into a new blended reality, often referred to as the metaverse or the future of the Internet. This right here is a blueprint for what the plan is. And of course, when they put these things in a PowerPoint presentation and they use words like equity and they use words like safety and they use words like, well, there's harassment, there's abuse, there's exploitation, there's too much privacy violations in the air. We need to do something about it. So that people go, that sounds safe, that sounds secure, that sounds like something we need to do. And this is the blending of the physical and the digital realm. This is what they've been working on. All of the stuff that happened with the outbreak, all of the lockdowns were for more than just the obvious. It was more for more than just poisoning people. Think about how much has changed since that occurred in 2020. Think about how many people are okay now with calling a relative on a FaceTime call versus actually seeing a relative. How many people would have actually went from using a phone to talk to using a phone to video call if it wasn't for that outbreak? They are blending the lines and getting people to eventually be enslaved by their tech. Because the more dependent you become on tech, when they create these fake outbreaks or they come out with the carbon footprint and tell you that, hey, you got to limit how much you're outside. What do you care anyway? You do everything online now. You even go to you go on your vacations in the metaverse. You talk to family in the metaverse or whatever they decide to call it then. You do all your shopping online. What's the big deal? People go, it's not. As long as I have my internet, as long as I'm hooked up to it. Thus, of course, the Internet of Bodies, which you will physically be hooked up to. When they talk about that, when they say things like the Internet of Things, they're talking about the Internet of Bodies. They just don't want you to realize that they're talking about hooking you up to the internet, literally, literally. Think about how your phone somehow works without being plugged into a wall, or your computer or your iPod or your iPad works without being plugged into the internet, right? You can walk down there, you can walk over there, and through the Bluetooth, through the Wi-Fi, it all magically works. Well, guess what? Sooner or later, your body is going to be hooked up to it. And it's not sooner than later because it's already begun. It's already actually happening with the nanotechnology. So let's take a look at some of the stuff that's in there. Again, the physical reality, the blended reality, the digital reality. This is what they're showing you right off the bat, right? In a PowerPoint-like presentation. It shows you just, you know, how psychologically warped people are, that they can't see what they're, like how they're, you know, pretending like this is a business meeting, telling you, hey, we're going to strip you of your rights. We're going to get you out of the physical realm, put you in the digital realm. And this is all for your benefit and safety. And we're going to teach you how, right? When people see this, they should say, you know what? Here's the digital reality. There's the physical reality. There's the blended. I don't want to be in the digital or the blended. Thus, I need to get back into the physical reality. Because if I get back into the physical reality, then I can take control away from these people. All the control, everything everyone has felt over the last couple of years is really all because of the internet and all of us being connected. They wouldn't have even been able to push the propaganda they pushed, telling people that hospitals were overcrowded, that everybody needed to run and go get this because the world was dying around us, if you didn't have technology, because you never would have known it existed in the first place, which is why they did it. I often mention the Amish. They didn't have the slightest clue, some Amish people, that it was actually going on because they had no phones and they had no television, right? If we were in the physical reality, if we just went by what we saw with our own two eyes in front of us every single day, they wouldn't be able to manipulate us and control us the way that they do. That's why I constantly say it. The further away we get from tech and go back into the physical reality, the less control they have over us. The more we go forward with AI and technology, we are literally giving up our human rights. We are giving up all rights because they're going to force us to do the majority of things online, which they all have control of. Nobody thinks of, well, who's in control of it? Oh, I'm locked out of my bank account. Why am I locked out of my bank account? Oh, maybe Bank of America's down today, or there was a cyber hacking, right? It's your own government who's doing those things. It's your own government and the shadow government who has control. And if you do everything over the internet, everything in the digital reality and the blended reality, you give up all control to them. And then when they tell you you're locked down, you're shut down, all this stuff, they'll have total control over you. You'll be able to farm on your own. You'll be able to go out on your own. Everything will be digital. And that's what their plan is, digital enslavement. It sounds like, you know, a crazy type of theory to say digital enslavement, but that's what it is. It's digital enslavement, which is every single thing. It's literally tracking and tracing every interaction, every transaction you make. And not, you know, when you hear it, you say transaction, okay, they're already monitoring what I'm buying anyway with my credit card and all this other stuff. Interaction. In other words, every comment you post on a video like this, every tweet you tweet out, every comment you make underneath somebody else on Facebook or wherever else it is, every text message will all be monitored and tracked. And it's all going to go back to you. And that's what they're trying to tell you here. So they show you the internet ecosystem, right? Again, this PowerPoint presentation, education and capacity building. But what's right at the top? Name and addressing. Local, national, regional, and global policy development, right? Because really, it's about global policy development because these are going to be global policies. Think about some of the stuff we've heard over the years, how there's different rules. Well, in the UK, you can't post this, but you could post that in America. Well, eventually, it'll be universal everywhere with a digital ID. And all these rules that people complain about in America are going to be 10 times worse because you're going to allow a digital ID because you're going to want your borders secure. And you're going to say, let's get digital ID so we can track who comes in and who comes out. And then little by little, they're going to say, well, your digital ID is also going to be traced to what you say online because now there's all these events happening at schools. So we need to track what people are posting and what they're looking at. And you're going to say, okay. And no matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, eventually you're going to realize, wait a minute, I give all my rights to the government. Because if you're out there and you're somebody who's trans or you're gay or whatever, okay, eventually the government's not going to allow you to live the way that they wanted you and trained you to live or how to be through mind control because they're going to tell you that you're not allowed to anymore. And then you're going to go nuts and you're going to say, I can't say this, I can't do that. You're going to have no rights. That's how this whole thing works. So just like you see on there, shared global services and operations. Then they go on to say shared commitments for guiding governance in a blended reality, right? Blurring the lines between what's real and what's not. That's what we're living in. I used to talk about that a long time ago with videos about Pokemon Go. And people were just laughing at me. They're like, oh man, this guy's he's too uptight, right? People were walking around on their phones playing this Pokemon game. And if you don't know how it went, because you know, I don't expect too many people follow my channel know how it went. But people were walking across traffic, walking into walls, walking into fire hydrants, walking into each other. Because reality was being blurred. They were chasing a Pokemon or Pokemon characters on their phone, holding their phone up in front of them, and they were seeing the Pokemon character in the real space. In other words, look in front of you right now. They were seeing a Pokemon right next to whatever you're looking at in front of you. A phone, look up. A picture on your wall. Oh, there's the Pokemon. Blending the lines between what's real and what's not, and transitioning you into the digital space, which really has a lot to do with the spiritual realm, the physical and the spiritual, the physical and the digital. So let me read three important quotes that came out of this 34-page document. Okay, quote, digital spaces have long been a forum for pronounced cyberbullying, harassment, abuse, exploitation, privacy violations, etc. Physical, digital, blended spaces will see exacerbated forms of these specific issues. Hardware devices such as smartphones biometric and lot sensors and XR headsets play a pivotal role in this transformation by reshaping how individuals interact with the internet and each other. These technologies are blurring the line between online and offline lives, creating new challenges and opportunities that require a coordinated and informed approach from stakeholders for effective navigation and governance. Rallying behind these governance commitments will enable technically and jurisdictionally appropriate governance guide rails to be put in place as individuals start to engage in blended reality experiences and move around immersive spaces, bringing with them their identity, money, and digital objects. That is from this document called Shared Commitments in a Blended Reality, Advancing Governance in the Future Internet, which is AI governance. Think about that. Government guardrails put in place. Now, there's people out there who don't understand anything that's going on. So when they hear that, they say, well, yeah, you know, somebody picked on me online. Somebody trolled me online. So we should have these guardrails in place. But this is really to criminalize anybody who questions this AI governance once it's fully operational and in place. And the technology is already ready. It's just a matter of convincing you into it. And Trump and Musk will play a big role in the United States of America into being duped into this because they've already gaslit so many people with the border and security and safety that they're going to think that a digital ID will enable the government to monitor and track all these bad illegals but so they can trust Trump that he won't turn on them. And then it'll be in place and everything will sound great for a few months when they tell you how they apprehended this guy and that guy and they make all these false flags and psyops around it so people are celebrating and cheering and saying this ID works, this thing is great. And then months go by and months go by and then there's another false flag and another psyop. And suddenly it goes from the border to the schools and parents go, well, this is good too. Because we're not going to question if the government's actually creating these events at the school or at the border. We're going to believe what we're told on our little television set. So yes, now they're coming out and they're saying, hey, you know what? We need children to have this digital ID to be able to go online and post stuff. Because then we could track and monitor what they say. And if they say something in a Reddit chat forum about a school, well, we could go to their home and apprehend them before anything happens, aka pre-crime. And then you have pre-crime in place, which is really what the conservatives are going to start bringing in, is the pre-crime. As crazy as it sounds, everybody who follows my channel has seen how unhinged MAGA has become since the fake assassination attempts. The fact that they believe the assassination attempts shows you that they are also living in a psychosis, a parallel universe, because they believe these false flags are real when it's beneficial to them. So this leads to total control. Thought police. This is how they do it. Because thought police could go from, well, somebody posted something in a forum and then turn into, well, with this AI governance in place, so-and-so was listening to a conspiracy theory online and went and committed a crime. But maybe we should blame the conspiracy theorist who was saying that these people were Satanists and these people were bad and they were sacrificing and drinking red liquid. Oh, we'll arrest those people. And in fact, it'll continue and continue and continue. And the only way to break out of it is to get back into the physical space, the physical realm. And the further we go into the digital realm, the worse off we're going to be. And it doesn't look like we're going to stop because people are addicted to their phones. They are addicted to the internet. How come we never hear stories about it? How many stories do you hear about addiction? And it's about cigarettes. It's about drugs, fentanyl. It's about alcohol, right? Pornography, you hear some stories about. Does anyone ever hear anything about just internet and technology in general? Of course not. You'll never hear that because they don't want you to tie that into the mental health crisis that they call that's going on in the world. The psychosis is what it should really be called. They'll never bring it up because they don't want people to realize, oh my gosh, I am addicted. And I would be happier offline because they're pulling you more and more into doing everything in the digital space so that they have all control over everything. Movements, things you say, things you think, things you're looking at. It's deeper than just freezing your bank account. That's surface level stuff. That's the stuff that MAGA will talk about with this type of story, right? They'll say, oh man, yeah, we can't have it happen in Canada with Trudeau when they froze those truckers' bank accounts. Well, yes, of course, that's horrible. And that should never be allowed to occur. But it's deeper. It's literally the thought police. That's what they're preparing you for, the thought police. And everybody expects these things to happen, like where it's just a bomb at once. Everything goes off at once. And tomorrow we wake up and they say there's a digital ID. And now all of a sudden you can't post on it. It's little by little by little. It's one domino at a time. Get it in place. Tell you it's for the border. Tell you that now, well, you should use it for your bank account because there's all these hacking stories out there. Okay, use it for your bank account. Now you have a digital ID. Use it for your bank account. Well, now you should use it for your Facebook account. Why should I use it for your Facebook account? Well, there's a huge Facebook hacking. And people are going on Facebook posting things about you under your own account. Okay, I'll use it for Facebook. And then it goes and goes and goes. And then it turns into, well, what are you looking at online? Are you looking at conspiracies online? Government conspiracies? These people are dangerous, man. These are the new extremists in the world. We got, no. And it goes and goes and goes. This is what they're training you for, folks. The physical reality, the digital reality, the blended reality. And right now, there seems that there's no hope in sight to get back into the physical reality. And that is a very, very scary thought. And even in the document, it's a 34-page document. They have the vision for advancing future internet governance, right? You hear that, internet governance. Think about what that means, whoever you are out there. Whatever you think of me, just ignore it for now. They're a troll or not. Internet governance. Are you interested in being governed online? Because the rules are going to start changing for the things you can look at, what you could do online. Even those of you who play video games online all day, you don't think they're going to give you an allotted time to play? Internet governance. Governing your life. Getting you to fully live online. And again, once it's in place and lockdowns come, because there'll be more, they've already told us, we could all expect it. And you got to think further than just poisoning people's bodies and getting nanotech into people's bodies and think about the behavioral control that I've always talked about that Larry Fink says, right? They start changing your behavior by doing things like that. That outbreak caused people to change their behavior. And even though people are free now, how many people you still see walking around with a mask? Huh? How many people you still see who are afraid? How many people do you still see who you would never have thought would ever want to FaceTime you, asking to FaceTime you or use a phone to see you instead of going to your home? Because they don't want to get a cough. It's scary out there. Or it's easier now. It's more convenient. They're transitioning people into the digital space and taking people out of the physical realm. And then when you factor in all the weather stuff, right? Well, you can't leave your home because your carbon footprint. Oh my goodness. The earth, there's can't farm. There's droughts. There's this, there's that. They're pushing everybody into a digital hell. That's what it is. And that's what they're planning to govern you through. And they're calling it internet governance. And they're not going to present, that's the thing. People think they're going to present it to you like, we're coming to your door. Big Brother's coming to your door. Internet governance with a bat in their hand. They're going to dupe you into it. They're going to deceive you into it. Do you think that they expect you to actually want this if they tell you exactly what the plan is? Of course not. Do you think they want a revolution against them? Of course not. So what do? They create psyops like the border or any of these events at schools. And then they tell you, well, internet governance, those people are conspiracy nuts who are yelling about what they think we're going to do. We're just trying to get something in place. You buy something here, show us your ID, right? What's wrong with that? People go, yeah, what is wrong with that? You got to have your ID to buy booze. You got to have your ID to do this or do that. All right, what's really the big deal? And they have no idea because the government's going to sit there and pander to them and tell them that we're all conspiracy nuts, that it's not as bad as they think. And then when the thought police are in play, even somebody out there who thinks that their ideas align with the current government model, whether it's Democrat or Republican, guess what? They're going to change those things. They're going to change who they pander to. They're not going to always pander to the LGBT. In fact, they're going to oppress them again at some point. They're going to turn on everyone, but it has to be in place first. And people are going to ask for it to be in place. They already are because they think it's going to benefit them in their day-to-day lives. Get out of the digital space, the digital reality, the blended reality, and get back into the physical before it's too late. I thank everybody for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.